I'm running duty December 22nd. Long will charn continue. Where do I speak into? And my voice isn't loud. Where do I speak into? Where's the mic? This little thing?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now we're resuming the classes on the Gaudiya Gita Gauch songbook.
How do you pause it? Is it recording now?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now we're resuming our classes on Sri Gaudiya Gita Gauch songbook. And we've been discussing the Mangalacharana section. There are two sections, one which the devotees chant daily, and the second section which some devotees chant daily and some devotees chant sometimes. In the last class, we discussed the first couple of verses on glorification of Sri Guru. And now we're continuing with that. We'll begin today with the verse in glorification of Srila Sukadeva Goswami, because he's guru for all. This verse is always uttered by Srila Gurudev before giving class. Srila Sukadeva Goswami himself, when beginning to answer the questions of Sri Parikit Maharaj, prayed for a whole chapter for the Lord to decorate his statements. And in the disciplic succession, his followers glorify and pray to him. It's always nice to know the word-for-word translation of any prayer, because then we can more say it with more interest and more feeling, if we have the mercy to have feeling. So yang pravajanta manupetam apeta krityam dvaipayano virahaka taruva juhava putreti tanmayataya taravobanedus tang sarvabhuta hridayam munimanatosmi. Srila Suta Goswami is praying to Srila Sukadeva Goswami, his guru, and following in his footsteps, we chant what Suta Goswami prayed, because he was just about to recite the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Our Guru Vargya wants us to become preachers and recite the Srimad Bhagavatam. So for Bhagavatam and anything else, we can pray for his mercy. Tangsarva Bhuta Hridayam Munimana Tosmi. He has the capacity to enter into the hearts of all. So that means he can hear our prayers. And he can see what's our problems. And he spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam out of compassion for all the souls who are suffering in the miserable material world. So through his heart, he also can give the whole Srimad Bhagavatam in a nutshell, and therefore we pray to him for the realization of Srimad Bhagavatam or anything that we're speaking. He's so powerful that he left home as soon as he came out of the womb of his mother without performing any religious duties or sacrificial performances or sacred thread ceremony. And his father called out, oh son, looking for him. But only the trees echoed in response to the father's longing. So, as discussed before, in any prayer to any great personality, we glorify them to show them that we know what they have to give, and then we pray for that thing that they have that we want. So we want his renunciation, just going into the forest without any care for maintenance, and we want his realization of Srimad Bhagavatam. And what's his realization of Srimad Bhagavatam? Being a parrot of Srimati Radhika, he sees what's going on in the most intimate section of Srimad Bhagavatam, that is the confidential pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in the secluded groves of Vrindavan. You hear? Next, in continuing the prayers to Guru, quoting from Archana Padati, which is the book of deity worship written by Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, our Param Gurudev. He Sri Guru Gyana Dadina Bandhu Swananda Data Karunaika Sindhu Vrindavana Sinamitavataro Prasida Radha Pranaya Pracharo. So we're acknowledging the, at least on an intellectual level, the identity of Sri Guru, and praying that that identity may come to us by realization, not just by intellectual understanding. That he's not an ordinary personality, so he has no limits of what he has and what he can give. He can actually give by his hand, by his touch, his hand touching anyone's head that he wants to bless, his well-wishing and his words. He can give transcendental knowledge, which means realization of our relationship in service to Radha and Krishna. He's a friend of the fallen, which helps us out a lot because we're pretty fallen. And then by uttering those words, friend of the fallen, that gives us, and hearing it ourselves, that gives us faith to go on. Faith that he'll answer our prayers. And what do we want from him? Vrindavanasina hitavatara prasida radha pranaya prachara. He's the incarnation of all auspiciousness, the ocean of mercy, and he's a resident of Vrindavan. All the unlimited spiritual bliss of Goloka Vrindavan is situated in his heart. Swa Ananda. And he comes here to this world to give Swa Ananda, that is Datta. He comes to Datta to give his own Swananda, the bliss that he experiences while serving Radha and Krishna with a leaning towards Radha. And so he's come to this world to preach about the love of Radha and the love of Radharani's followers for her. So we conclude, after glorifying and saying what he has and what he's come to give, then we ask for that. Please be merciful to me. And when it says, please be merciful to me, that means I want all the aforementioned qualities to come to me. Then, also from Archanapadati, Trayasvabho Jagannatha Guru Sangsara Vahina Dagdam Mam Kaladastam Chatamaham Sharanam Gataha. We're praying, O Gurudev, Master of this world, Jagannatha Guru. That means that he's received from his Prabhu, Sri Krishna, the power to see everything in this world, in this universe, as well as to purify the whole universe. Just by his presence in it, what to speak of if he's gives his darshan and has his prema atoms from his body emanating out the pores of his body, and his glance, putting his glance on someone which is filled with prema. He has the power to deliver those who sincerely pray from the blazing forest fire of material existence, which resembles the devouring teeth of Yamaraj. Then he goes on for another prayer to Sri Guru. Radha San Mukha Sangh Saktim Saki Sangha Nivasanim Tamaham Satatam Bande Guru Rupam Param Sikhim. Recently, at Kartik time, there was a world darshan, and someone asked Gurudev, devotees from all over the world were there, and someone asked, is there a difference between the internal relationship with Sri Guru and the external relationship? So Gurudev replied that externally you should see the Guru as father, mother, guide, well-wisher, best friend, and internally Shakshad Hari Trena Samasta Shastri, that he's, as it says in this prayer, Radha San Mukha Sangh Saktim, he also has a form, internal form, as an exalted Sakhi. And he's happily immersed in serving in the company of Radhika and her Sakhis, as one of them, Nikunja Jorno Ratikeli Sidhai. He's always making arrangements, along with the other Sakhis, for the amorous affairs of Radha and Krishna's meeting. Then, we're taking shelter of one great personality's prayer to his Shikshaguru. That is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's prayer to his Shikshaguru, Srila Sanatana Goswami, which he utters in Sri Valap Kusmanjali. And it goes like this. Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam Prayatnar Apayanam Amanabhipsamandam Kripam Buddhiyak Paradukuduki Sanatanastam Prabhumashrayami. Prabhupada, our Prabhupada also prayed to his sannyas guru, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, our param guru, using most of the words of this prayer. But uttering it for his taking shelter of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is praying. I was unwilling to drink the nectar of Bhakti Ras. Bhakti Ras means the loving exchanges that the devotee has with his Ishtadev and Devi, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And this bhakti ras is laced with renunciation. That means, just like now in our present conditioned life, we forcibly renounce the objects of material enjoyment, although the taste for it may remain, for the purpose of becoming actually renounced from all thoughts of the material world and becoming absorbed in our real identity as a servant of Radha and Krishna. But for a pure devotee, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, what's that verse? Nivartante Vishaya Vinivartante Niraharasya Dehina Rasovarjam Rasopyasya Parangdristva Nivartante. The conditioned soul may give up sense objects, although the taste for sense objects remains. But one who is fixed in prema bhakti, in bhakti ras, because of his higher taste, he naturally loses his taste for lower things. There's one prayer by Jamunacharya that ever since I'm tasting the ever-fresh newness of the pastimes of Sri Krishna, automatically, whenever I think of my past sex life and sexual indulgence, because he was a king with lots of princesses and maidservants, I spit on that thought. And it wasn't just intellectually, but it was totally distasteful because of his unlimited taste in Krishna's beautiful pastimes. So similarly, bhakti ras, that is those who are tasting service to Radha and Krishna, it's automatically laced with renunciation. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is always tasting the remnants of the cakes and pastries that were tasted by Radhika and her sakis. Internally, in his gopi form, and those cakes and pastries Radhika and her sakis tasted after Krishna tasted it. And those cakes and pastries contained the loving moods of Radha and Krishna as they were tasting. So Raghunath Das Goswami, one day he got a stomach ache and the doctor came and said, because he wasn't eating anything, so why should he have a stomach ache? So the doctor said, did you have some cakes and pastries or some opulent food? Then he remembered his meditation. He said, yes, I did. So it came out onto his material body. Of course, that's just a pastime to show the glory of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Not that pure devotees actually really get stomach aches from their internal pastimes. Because they don't feel any discomfort of the material world. Their aches are only feeling of separation, but simultaneously, they're also meeting. And as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, meeting and separation go on forever, ever increasingly. The happiness of both. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to Srila Sanatana Goswami, and he's given us that prayer, coming down from our Guru Parampara to pray to Srila Sanatana Goswami. I was unwilling to taste the nectar of bhakti ras laced with renunciation. But Srila Sanatana Goswami, being an ocean of mercy, who cannot tolerate the sufferings of the conditioned soul, induced me to drink it. Therefore I taste his shelter. Now Gurudev said, when we say such a prayer, there's a kind of pinching, because we don't have that attainment yet. So we put a PS on it and ask when that will happen to us. By the mercy of Sanatana Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and our Guru Parampara down to our present-day Shiksha and Diksha Guru. So after the prayer to Srila Sanatana Goswami, comes the prayer to his Gurudev, that is Srila Rupa Goswami. And this prayer is by Srila Narottam Das Thakur from Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev always utter this prayer before their classes. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistyam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. When will Sri Rupa Goswami give me shelter at his lotus feet? Because he understood the innermost desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was to give, the innermost desire was to give the living, fortunate living entities the service of Srimati Radhika as a maidservant, and all other things he gave as a matter of course. So therefore Srila Rupa Goswami was able to establish that mission in the world. So we want him, we pray to him to establish that mission in our heart. And then second, Ardanas, this is also a prayer to Srila Rupa Goswami, and this is from Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Ardanas chanandantar idam yache puna puna Sriman Rupa Padambo Jay Duli Shyam Janma Janmani. This is from Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Mukta Charita, which means the story of the pearls, a very beautiful pastime of Krishna growing pearls on trees in Goloka Vrindavan. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami accepted, although he had many Shiksha Gurus, including Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Gadadhar Pandit, Sri Sarup Damodar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he considered Sri Rupa Goswami as his all-in-all and everything, who gave him the final and ultimate blessings of service to Srimati Radhika. Of course, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is eternally the topmost follower of Sri Rupa Manjari in Goloka Vrindavan, as he is the topmost follower of Srila Rupa Goswami in this world. But for pastime, he's showing us the prayers, how to get mercy of our gurus. So he's not just praying as an intellectual prayer to do his daily prayers, but he's saying, and with his full heart, that clasping a straw within my teeth, which is the sign of humility, deepest humility, I repeatedly beg, not just I beg once a day in my prayers, but I repeatedly beg, that is constantly, like a child who wants something from his mother. He wants it and he keeps demanding it until he gets it, or asking. Isn't that right? And he doesn't stop until he gets it. Our Prabhupada gave the example that the child may want something, want to be picked up by his mother. So the mother keeps giving him toys to play with, to distract him. But if he's not satisfied with any of the toys and keeps holding up his arms to be picked up, then the mother picks him up. So he says, I repeatedly beg to retain the dust of the lotus feet of Srimad Rupa Goswami. So what is the dust of those feet? His feet is covered by the dust of Goloka Vrindavan in all the intimate pastime places of Radha and Krishna, in the most secluded kunjas, when they wake up in the morning, when they take rest at night, when they're having their splashing pastimes in Radha Kund, when they're taking prasadam together, when Radharani is cooking at Krishna's house in the morning. The dust of all those places is attached to the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Manjari and Srila Rupa Goswami. And the dust of the feet means humility. I want to be a foot dust. Means I want to always be his follower, following all of his activities as Srila Rupa Goswami and as Sri Rupa Manjari. And I'm willing to keep repeatedly praying birth after birth without stopping until I get it. In other words, I know that I'm very full and I have to keep taking many births because I'm not qualified for going back to Godhead in this birth or in many, many births. But I'm prepared birth after birth to pray, and I want those while I'm in this world until I get those lotus, the dust of those lotus feet. I'm praying birth after birth, and I'll never stop till it happens. So we're going to end here, and tomorrow we begin the prayers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Radha Krishna, Vishakha, Govardhan, Navadweep, Vrindavan, Purnamasi Yogamaya, Radhakund, Jamuna, and the original Lord Nrisingadev, that is Brajendranandan Shyamasundar. The prayers are very short, and they're not difficult to memorize if we utter them repeatedly. And then what happens is we end up uttering them during the day when we're cooking, cleaning, preaching, going out to work, praying that at some point it will click by the mercy of the person who made the prayer and his disciplic succession down to our Dikshan Shiksha Guru, that it will become our prayer. In other words, that we'll really feel it like they felt it. Are there any questions or comments? Vasanti, you have a question. Huh? Kavi Kana Prabhu, you want to say something? Okay, well... What?
Questions are always there when you have doubts.
Or desire for clarification.
It's okay. It was a good one.
Okay. So we'll end here with a 1 minute kirtan. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita Hari Gurung Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Echai Gosai Kori Charana Vandam Yai Te Vignana Sabista Param Echai Gosai Jar Muitara Das Tasabara Pararena Mora Panchakas Tadara Charana Rena Bhakta Sanibas Name Mor Hoye Avilas Gosai Jar Bas Nitya Lila Kori La Prakash Ananda Balak Rajvrindavan Shnavak Bhajayaman Vaishnava Pada Padma Koriyas Sankirtana Kohe Naratamadas Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shiva Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Srila Nityai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bo Gaura Hari Bo Nityai Gaura Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Gaura Hari Bo Jai Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giri Hari Shri Shri Radhavanova Bihari Jeev Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Gurudev Ki Jai Param Gurudev Ki Jai Param Gurudev Ki Jai Pratpura Gurudev Ki Jai Paramesti Gurudev Ki Jai Shri Vaishnava Sarabhoma Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai Rubanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai Shri Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jeeva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai Prem Sigahor Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopiko Govardhan Dwara Samanamika Shri Vraj Manala Dham Ki Jai Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samagata Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Panchakobhuturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
How do you see if it works?
Is it recorded too?